Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires to first and has Downing trapped. There's the throw to Blanks, who tags Downing for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is one for one in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Downing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing moves to third. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. Stein moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Buskey now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Fosse and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Stein scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Bill Stein. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buskey fires to first and picks off Kelly. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Frank Robinson. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-3 in the game. Carty takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Horta reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Jim Kern now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.